97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Oh, I love you.
Little Adam Sandler there for you on Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. Welcome back. You know, my friend Bo Matthews off this week, so my partner Kim St. Ange from the Mark Cox Morning Show has been kind enough to give us some of her time today. Kim, thank you.
Thank you. I'm excited.
So what does turkey hunting look like for Kim St. Ange? Can you explain that to me?
I have never myself gone turkey hunting, but I'll tell you, my husband loves hunting. We had deer meat the last year. And he's hunted pheasant, but I don't know if he's actually gotten a turkey.
I've never gotten a turkey. I've been turkey
it's
hunting.
It's difficult.
I've been turkey hunting a couple times. It's a lot easier to go to the frozen food section at Schnucks.
Yeah.
And you can find a turkey there every time.
For how much?
I don't know what the cost per pound is, but it's not as fun. See, that's not as much fun. Like, it's cheaper for me to go to Schnucks and buy wild salmon to eat, but it's not as fun as flying to Alaska and catching it. It's a lot more expensive per pound, but there's the experience factor in there.
You've got your dignity if you actually can catch the turkey and kill it yourself. And
I know,
cook it.
I know, and that's a big deal. Now, I think turkey season is already underway in Missouri, and it just opened up this week in the great state of Illinois. We have Luke Garver with us this morning with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. He is a turkey biologist, and his official title is Wild Turkey Project Manager. And Luke, Carl Middleman got a big kick out of that.
That's good to hear. Anybody that enjoys, you know, talking turkeys, I can be friends with.
Well, I like wild turkey bourbon, if that makes a difference.
So do I. And yeah, I like bourbon almost as much as I like wild turkey.
Well, we could do a whole different show on that. I do a bourbon podcast as well, so we'll have to get together and talk bourbon and birds.
I'd be up for it.
So let's talk a little bit about the season that opened this week. You got permits and lotteries and all kinds of stuff going on over there in Illinois.
Sure. Yeah. So we allocate permits through a lottery system for Illinois. So each county in Illinois has its own quota, and to make sure those permits are allocated on a fair basis, we run them through lotteries. We've actually run all three of our lotteries. Applicants, residents can apply in all three lotteries, and that allows them to get the permits online if they would like. But if you just want to wait until the lotteries are over and buy them in person, that's an option as well. And so a couple days ago, permits went for sale over the counter. So now folks in Illinois, residents or non-residents, can go to any of their vendors and purchase their permits in person if they'd like.
How big of a demand is there for that? Like, compared to, say, deer hunting, how big of a demand is there for turkey hunting?
So, yeah, it's not. So in terms of sheer numbers, it's a fraction. There's no question Illinois is a deer state. There's a lot more deer hunters than turkey hunters. But for those turkey fanatics, it's like, I think turkey hunting is gaining a lot of popularity. But for a really long time, it was about it was typically more people that were just really into it, and that's the ones that you really cater to. And I think it's gaining more popularity for sure. It's a real approachable season for folks. You know, the weather's improving, the birds are very vocal. It makes it an interactive hunt and everything. So we're seeing a rise in popularity for sure. And so, you know, there were times when the lottery structure was a little different, and it put more pressure on folks to get to that over-the-counter sales period to get their last permit if they wanted it. And it was almost like a Black Friday type of situation for a lot of folks. We had vendors calling saying they had lines out the door and everything for people buying these permits when they would go on sale. And that's when we expanded the lottery to be three lotteries. So we're selling more permits than we have really ever. These last couple of years have been, we've seen more permit sales than we ever have. But
yeah, that's good.
It's good, yeah. But the lottery, the online lottery thing has kind of taken the demand off of getting there in person and buying them. So you can get them online. It makes it a little bit easier for folks.
Luke Garver is our guest with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Now, I have I have deer hunted in Illinois before. I live in Missouri. I've deer hunted over there.
Okay.
Obviously, I've never turkey hunted over there. What's the setup for people who don't own land but have to go out maybe onto public land to turkey hunt? I'm assuming that's a thing. Does the Illinois Department of Natural Resources provide guidance for people who are interested in turkey hunting but they don't happen to own a farm?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a website called huntillinois.org, and it's a great resource that has information about all of our public land hunting opportunities. We also put out a regulations digest book that's available at all vendors, any place where you can buy hunting licenses or permits. You can get a hunting regulations book, and that's got information on all our public land hunting. And so, you know, I'll be honest, Illinois does not have nearly the public land that Missouri does. We're 97% private state, but we do have public land out there, and it offers a lot of great opportunities and throughout the state as well. So we've got a lot of state lands. Some of those require a special permit to hunt. And so as a non-resident, you would want to get in on those lotteries to ensure you can draw a permit for those specific sites. And what that allows is a real high quality hunt. We're not oversaturated with a lot of hunters coming in. But another great option for residents and non-residents alike is the Shawnee National Forest in southern Illinois. And that area encompasses many hundreds of square miles in multiple counties, and all you need is a county permit, and you can go public land hunting on those areas as well. And then finally, we have the Illinois Recreational Access Program, which allows anyone to apply for a permit to hunt private land. And so it's a cool trade-off where private landowners offer up their land. They coordinate with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, who provide these opportunities to get access to private land.
Oh, nice.
What kind of regulations are there on how many you can get? Kind of like deer, I know there's a cap.
Sure. Yeah, we any hunter in Illinois can purchase up to 3 permits for the season, and you're allowed to get 1 turkey per permit. So we only see about 1% of our turkey hunters each year who are actually able to bag 3 birds in a season. But purchasing 3 permits allows more opportunity to hunt and allows you to stretch that season out longer too. And so that's a big benefit with buying. I almost never kill 3 birds in a season, but I always buy 3 permits because it gives me more time out there in the woods.
They are elusive creatures.
They are.
Yeah. I didn't know that. So it's really hard to get a turkey.
You either see them in a pack or not at all.
Well, you're sitting, you know, like we said, the last time I went in Missouri, we just went out into the woods and picked a spot next to a tree, and I sat down and had to be really quiet for the next 4 or 5 hours and not rustle around because they hear it, they see movement, and then do you call them in, I'm assuming, Luke?
I do, yes. Yeah, and that's typically the big draw for spring turkey hunting is they're so vocal and they respond to calls really well. Most of the diehard turkey hunters, we've got a whole menagerie of different turkey calls, and you know, we may only use 1 or 2, but you never know when that special one might come in handy sometime.
Man, I really want to hear these turkey calls.
You do. Well, I mean, I didn't have them. Fortunately, the guy I went with did, and we tried. We heard one, and we couldn't get him to come any closer. I don't know what it was that scared him off, but sometimes they roost up in trees, and you're trying to get them to come down out of the trees in the morning and strut over close to where you are so you can get a close enough shot.
That's the big draw. You know, if you do your due diligence, do your scouting, you want to get relatively close to a roost site and then, try to call them in. And, you know, the magic distance is, most hunters will agree on is within 40 yards. And so that's not very far. You know, it's kind of like that bow range for archery deer hunting. So anybody that's a bow hunter knows how hard it is to get a deer within that range, and it's the same for a turkey. You got to coax them in.
I'm sure. Now do you hunt with a bow?
I hunt deer with a bow, but
not
turkeys.
Turkey.
I give myself all the advantages I can, so I use a shotgun.
Doesn't this just make you respect people even more who had to hunt their own food? That was the only way they were going to eat. Just imagine sitting out there like hoping and praying for a bird.
Yeah, I I don't envy those folks. Now, I mean, it makes it more fun for sure. I love the challenge. I love stretching the season. If I get a bird the first couple of days, I'm almost disappointed because, you know, I want to hunt the whole season. But if I was relying on turkey to feed my family, yeah, we'd be in rough shape.
Well, it's a nice. That's why it's a nice. Maybe that's why it's traditionally a meal one time a year, right around Thanksgiving, because
right.
They were so hard to kill that you couldn't reliably depend on getting one other times of the year. I don't know. I went deer hunting this year, Kim. You'll be happy to know I did not kill a deer. I did see a turkey from my turkey stand, and it wasn't turkey season, so I couldn't shoot it. And that's frustrating, too, because you see them at all the wrong times, it seems.
So in Illinois, we do offer a fall archery turkey season, and it runs the same dates as deer archery season. So if you're ever hunting in Illinois and get a deer archery permit, you should also buy a turkey archery permit just to have in your pocket for those occasions where a turkey strolls by.
Are you up on your bow hunting, Mark?
Not unless it's a crossbow, which is a lot like a rifle. So maybe with a crossbow. I don't know. Kim is filling in with us today here on Second Amendment Radio, but her husband is a big outdoorsman and loves to go hunt all kinds of things. I think maybe we've got her intrigued here. I see a sparkle in her eye about going turkey hunting.
I love it.
I'll eat any of it. Like the deer he kills, you know, he field dresses it and everything. And I see the pictures of the pheasants that he shot and, you know, they're whatever, cleaning it. I don't mind if it's like on my plate, but I don't know if I could be the one to actually go out and do it.
Oh, sure you could.
I don't know.
You could do it.
I picture like with a deer, you just think of Bambi. But no, I'll eat Bambi. Don't. If Bambi's on my plate, I'll put Bambi in tacos.
What you
and
want to think of
fantastic
is
dinner.
Bambi's father, not Bambi.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the things that makes turkey hunting approachable for new hunters is, you know, that most people don't relate to this big, big, crazy dinosaur-looking bird coming in.
That's true. Don't make any movies about cute turkeys.
That's right.
It's a good
and
point.
And they are delicious.
Yes, they are delicious for sure. Luke Garver, Illinois Department of Natural Resources, and the Wild Turkey Project Manager for the department. We appreciate your time, my friend, and good luck this season.
Sure thing. You too. Thanks for calling in.
Absolutely. Thank you for giving us a few minutes of your time. And yeah, Kim, I don't know. I my brother-in-law has talked to me. I may try turkey hunting again this year. We'll see.
Maybe in Illinois.
Takes
now.
A lot of patience. Maybe I'll go to Illinois.
Maybe better luck than your deer hunting this year.
We've joked on the show many times that Mark is an Indian word for bad hunter. Did you know?
Well, based on your record, Mark, I think that sadly might be fitting.
I'm better at trap shooting and things like that, and fishing. I'm better at fishing. I'm the big fish.
You so catch the spiders at your house, right? That's a very important duty.
Yeah.
Just don't eat them.
Yeah. Hey, coming up, something that is near and dear to Kim's heart, since we had her as a guest on the show today, guest hosting, we wanted to talk about this. She loves to go kayaking. And maybe in the market for one. So we're going to talk to somebody from the St. Louis Canoe and Kayak Club on this growing sport when we come back.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Get more at 971talk.com.